This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio at CSUN 2025, and it is a huge honour to be with Hans Weiberg, who is the founder of the phenomenally popular Be My Eyes service, which is touching the lives of hundreds of thousands of blind people around the world. Hans, congratulations. You are celebrating 10 years since you founded Be My Eyes. Did you ever imagine all those years ago what Be My Eyes would become?
No. it's like a dream. And to be honest, of course, coming from a small country like Denmark, you have to think globally from the beginning. But I had not imagined that we will be here with 800,000 blind and low vision people downloading Be My Eyes and more than 8 million volunteers. That is just totally amazing. That's more people than we as citizens in Denmark. So it is mind-blowing. So yeah.
Indeed, if Be My Eyes were a country, it would be bigger than Denmark. That's a phenomenal thing.
And it will be the most friendly because everybody wants to help. So,
Indeed. And you're working with some incredible partners as well.
Maybe the thing people has been talking most about is our partnership with OpenAI, where you now can take a photo and get a description, but also our latest partnership with Meta around their Meta glasses, which we are super excited about, because now you can have both hands free, and that can be very, very helpful when you are in the kitchen or you have something in both hands that where you need both hands to do something. And the fact that you can just say, hey, Meta, and then say, be my eyes, and then we will connect you to a volunteer. That is so convenient and easy to do. And also, the glasses in itself, you can say, hey, Meta, take a picture, and then they will take a picture. And you can say, hey, Meta, take a picture, and send to, and then it will actually send it to someone. So it is the glasses are very amazing to use and so so helpful, absolutely.
That's been the big change, hasn't it, in the last year, I think, since we're all familiar with the idea of using Be My Eyes as an app on your smartphone that you're obviously holding in your hand, that since the smart glasses have really started to make an appearance, now we're able to use Be My Eyes hands-free.
Exactly, yeah. And that is, as you say, you can do the same thing with the phone, but it makes a huge difference when you have both hands-free. Also, it is a lot easier to kind of point the phone or the glasses in the right direction when they are sitting on your face, because you have a more natural way of doing it, because you're kind of always pointing the head the right direction, so to speak. So it makes a huge difference.
And it's not just the Meta glasses, is it? Obviously, the Meta Ray-Bans are very popular, talked about quite a lot, and a number of us are using Be My Eyes hands-free on the Meta Ray-Bans, but they're not the only smart glasses to support Be My Eyes.
Well, we are not available on any other glasses, but we are aware that there's a number of other glasses out there, and we are open to conversations with other glasses as well. The mission of Be My Eyes is to be a free service to our users, and I totally realize that the Meta glasses are not free, but they are among the cheapest out there, and that's why we really like to work with Meta, because it is a consumer product, and you can buy them for, I think it is $300, and that is the cheapest we have been able to find that really works. And is supported by a huge company, so you can kind of rely that they will also be around next year and so on. But that's why we are so happy about being able to work with a company like Meta, because they have the power to really support this.
And Hans, what have been some of the most memorable examples of where Be My Eyes has made a huge impact in the lives of a blind or partially sighted person over the last 10 years?
Well, we have a ton of histories, but yesterday a guy came up to me here at CSUN, and he was telling me that he was using Be My Eyes to do 3D printing. So he was, and I was completely blown away, and he showed me something he had printed totally on his own. So he has created this thing on the computer screen, and volunteers had helped him. Hey, now it looked like this, and you need to have something here and something there, and then he had done that, and then there's a whole process that I cannot explain that he went through with the help from AI and from volunteers and so on, and then he could hit prints, and then he actually had the thing in his hand. I was completely blown away by how patient he must have been, but also just having the nerve to do that. And that's kind of one of my favorite stories now. So
I've heard about people building, you know, IKEA furniture and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, just extraordinary. You know,
it is.
Doing things like gardening. Mm-hmm. Troubleshooting, you know, exactly. DIY tasks, things like that. It's so so liberating.
But it is always fun to talk about the exceptional stuff. But for me, the fact that you can have a pair of eyes within 10 to 20 seconds and see if it is expiry dates or whatever you're looking for, that is the most important, and what makes me happy, that we can help people on the spot while they are doing something, so they don't have to wait for somebody else to come around or think about who should I FaceTime now or something. You can simply just hit the button and then you have a volunteer. That's the purpose and what makes me proud about Be My Eyes. So yeah. Mm.
And you do have safeguards in place to avoid, you know, any kind of risks of bad actors and things like that, because there are volunteers at the end of the day and they do want to help. And I've never had a bad experience. I've never heard about anyone having a bad experience, to be honest, but I know that I get asked at the end of the call, did you have a good call? You know, and I always answer that. But yeah. you do have systems in place to make sure that your users are protected.
If you have a bad experience, you can report that, and then we will go back and review the call and see what happened and why did it not work out. But I can tell you, I don't think we have suspended 10 volunteers. The people who sometimes get suspended is sighted school kids who signed up as blind people and pretend to be blind and make kind of a prank call or something like that. That's basically the only issue we have.
Right.
And then, of course, sometimes people will show a body part they shouldn't show, and they get suspended immediately.
Yes.
But otherwise, it's a very safe space to be in. But of course, you always have to be careful, and you should not show your credit card to strangers or ask about important medicine or something like that. If you need help with such thing, you should, if it is something you do on a regular basis, you can create a group of friends and family within the Be My Eyes app, where you, if you need more personal information that you should not talk to a stranger about, then you can create a group to do those kind of tasks. That's super important. Yeah.
So in addition to the volunteer service and the AI service, you also have your directory of specialist providers, including RNIB.
Yes, and that is how we can keep Be My Eyes as a free service for every blind person in the whole world. Because when you call, say, Microsoft, then we route the call to the call center at Microsoft, and the good thing about that is that then they know it's a blind person because the call is coming from Be My Eyes, so they can make sure that those agents who actually know what a screen reader is and so on, they get those calls. Some of the agents at Microsoft, they have had more than 10,000 calls. So they know before you call them, they know what you're going to ask them because they do this all day long. And then because Microsoft is so happy about this, they are willing to pay Be My Eye a monthly subscription to be on the Be My Eyes platform. Sometimes we joke about that one of the smallest companies in the world, they have some of the biggest companies as their customers, because we have Google, Microsoft, Spotify, LinkedIn, Procter & Gamble, and R&IB, and Hilton Hotels, and a number of other companies that you can contact in our service directory, and that is how we can, as I mentioned, keep Be My Eyes as a free service, which is the mission of Be My Eyes, to make the world more accessible.
How are you celebrating your 10 years?
Well, we did get some champagne and had a little party and so on, but then it is back to business. So. Mm-hmm. But it is it's important that you kind of stop for a moment and think about, hey, we actually got this far, and we are now dealing with companies that you can only dream about having relationship with, like Meta and all these companies. So it's kind of fun, but it is super important that you kind of stop once in a while and really think through, hey, we actually got this far. So that's how we did it.
Well, we cannot wait to see what you do next, but congratulations on 10 years of Be My Eyes, and on behalf of all the blind and partially sighted people in the United Kingdom who've ever used Be My Eyes to get something done, to feel more independent, I just want to offer you the most profound gratitude and thank you so much for you and your team and all your partners and all the hard work that you do to deliver such an incredible service. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we could not do this without RNIB and other blindness organizations, because we don't speak all the languages. So we rely on people telling each other about it, but also local blindness organizations who help us spread the word about Be My Eyes. People in Japan and Russia and all over the place are using Be My Eyes, and we don't know those languages. So it is so important that we have local people who support us and talk about that they can use this resource. So thank you so much for doing that.
Hans, founder of Be My Eyes, it's been a real privilege. Thank you for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.